at a time. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? This is hour number two of USAprepares.com with Dr. Norman Shealy. And you can go to his website, normshealy.com, normshealy.com. Dr. Shealy, even 400 B.C., Hippocrates noticed that there were some seasonal illnesses. And one of them is like rheumatism, where the dampness and the pressure change seems to affect the joints. And I remember people saying when the elders back in the 1950s and 60s would say, it's going to rain. I can tell because I can feel it in my joints. What do you think about that?
Oh, there's no question. Now, not everybody, of course, is sensitive to that, like anything else.
Right.
But there's no question some migraineurs, some patients who have migraine, could tell you up to 24 hours in advance whether a storm is coming or a major barometric pressure change because they have a migraine. And we're all unique and individual in many, many respects. And certainly any place where we have inflammation in the body may flare up when there are barometric pressure changes. No doubt. No question.
That's fascinating. So it's not just I don't know, folklore, there's actually truth in that. Arthritis showing signs of more pain because of the cold and dampness. And I've heard many people say, geez, I can't do it today. It's the weather. And, I think, what's the weather have to do with it? And they say, well, no, I ache when it's like this outside. So that's fascinating. Dr. Shealy, you mentioned migraines, and I met a fascinating man at your house, and he is a specialist. I believe he has a clinic for migraine headaches.
That's true, Dr. Roger Cady.
Yeah, Roger Cady. Do we know what causes migraines?
Well, again, it's a unique and individual thing. We know that something like somewhere between 15% and 17% of people women have migraines, and about half that of men. So it's partly estrogenically or related to the difference in hormones. It's also highly genetically oriented, although not specifically. There are people who can have a migraine just when exposed to monosodium glutamate at a Chinese restaurant, where you get a bigger dose than you do in most of the junk foods. Except the fast food restaurant, of course. But and so it is a unique and individual thing, and it is, in my opinion, a disturbance in the fire energy from an acupuncture point of view. It is largely a disturbance in the fire energy of the body. Now, the fire energy is essentially the entire endocrine system, but most especially the adrenal glands.
So if we experience migraines, and I don't know if I've ever had what some people refer to as a migraine. I've had headaches, of course, but I don't think I've ever experienced excruciating, can't move, can't think, can't do anything kinds of headache. What can we do about it? Dr. Shuley? Is there a treatment?
Well, there are all kinds of good treatments for migraine that work exceptionally well. Dr. Elmer Green in 1971 or two introduced temperature biofeedback as a control mechanism for migraine. 80% of people who will learn to control the temperature in their fingertips, which is easy to do. It just takes a little work, you know, initially. 80% will totally obliterate migraines. 80% of people who do autogenic training will bring migraines under control. It's a retraining of the sympathetic nervous system. A number of other things can help, including we can get 75% of them markedly improved with Ring of Fire.
Okay, the Ring of Fire. So if we have a migraine headache, are you saying apply Fire Bliss to the acupuncture points?
Yes.
On your map?
Instantly, right at the, you know, at the onset.
Okay. And what is the frequency that you see that it works, or what percentage of those that you
Well, it works in at least 75% of people instantly.
Wow. Okay, so that's Fire Bliss on the acupuncture points. And if they decide they want that, they can get it at your website, normshuley.com?
Right.
Okay. And they'll get the map as to where, the map of the body as to where to apply it? Okay. Dr. Shuley, how do we control the temperature of our fingertips with our mind?
Mentally.
In
the old days, even you may be barely old enough to remember that insurance companies especially used to send out little calendars at the end of the year that had a thermometer on them.
Oh, absolutely.
You can buy those little thermometers, and they're adequate for temperature biofeedback training, and you very gently tape one of them with some scotch tape to the index finger of your dominant hand. And you just take a recording of what it is. Now, in a healthy person, the temperature of your fingers will be in a normal room of 70 to 72 degrees, somewhere between 85 and 90 degrees.
Okay.
And so you record that, and then you don't look at the thermometer again, and you spend at least 5 minutes just repeating with every breath. My right hand, it must be thinking my hand, my right hand is warm. My right hand is warm. And imaging the sun beaming down upon your hand. After 5 minutes or so, look at the thermometer, and if you've raised it at all, you know you're going to succeed. Now, some people are terribly, you know, anxious, and they're going to take a lot longer, and they can't wait 5 minutes to look again, and they're going to interfere with the results, because if they stare at it while doing this, the temperature will go down. It is an overactivity of the sympathetic, the adrenaline system. But if you do that just 5 minutes a day for a week or 10 days, then at the very onset of a headache, all you have to do is close your eyes and say the words a few times and imagine the sun beaming down, and you turn off the headache. It's so simple.
Let me ask you this, Dr. Shuley. If that works, is there something that we can do to improve our memory?
Well, the most important thing for improving memory, of course, is to eat a wide variety of real food and exercise physically and use your mind, not in some dull, unbelievably useless, stupid, robot-making television and game-watching thing.
Mm-hmm.
But use your mind to read and to study and to learn.
Well, Dr. Shuley, I've made it a practice to, when I hear a new advertiser on Genesis Communications Network, if an advertiser shows up on this broadcast, I'll call them, and I'll talk to the CEO, and we'll get to know each other, because I want to make sure that I know who they are, and they know who I am. And I was talking to one of our latest, our newest advertisers last night. I was talking to the CEO, and he was explaining to me that His research shows that people don't want to read. They don't want to read blogs. They don't want to read material. They'd rather look at pictures and learn from pictures. And I find that while I believe that he's right in that respect, I believe it's not a good thing, because if we're looking at pictures, are we really expanding our mind? Are we really expanding our vocabulary? Are we really increasing our ability to think and decipher and to engineer and to imagine and to create? What are your thoughts on that, Dr. Shealy?
I've been saying for at least 45 years that someday we're going to do autopsies on the brains of people who've spent their lives on television and find a great big hunk of the brain missing because it wasn't used adequately. Watching television destroys, essentially, your ability to make images. Radio, of course, you have to make your own images. So listening can help memory to some extent. Reading, I think, even more so.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I have found, Dr. Shealy, before I was broadcasting, I found that my vocabulary had decreased markedly from what it used to be, because I was out there just talking to the cows, you know, I was just doing my thing, talking with the farm animals, and, you know, I didn't need to use an extensive lexicon with them. I could, you know, a cattle call's pretty simple.
Well, there has been for many years the old use it or lose it thing.
And it's absolutely true, isn't it?
I mean, you know, anything, whether it's math or vocabulary, music, all of it, it does have to be revisited at some kind of, you know, frequency in order to remember it and use it well.
Dr. Shealy, as a medical doctor, can you share with us what the thoughts from your side of the equation are when you meet a person, a new patient, for the first time? And I'm thinking just generically, no specific patient in mind. I'm thinking generically over the entire series of decades of your practice. When you meet a new patient for the first time, when we come back, can we address what are the thoughts that go through your mind, the series of discernments that you make with that person, and can you tell the general health just by looking? Dr. Norman Shealy, when we get back, we'll talk about that, if that's okay with you. I'm Vin Finelli. This is USAPrepares.com.
And the winner of fallback pricing is you. The results are in from Freeze Dry Guy's You Be the Boss, Tell Us What You Want Us to Put on Sale campaign. After getting phone calls, emails, blog, and Facebook comments, nominating your favorite freeze-dried foods and dehydrated foods, you the people, you the bosses have spoken. We the staff at Freeze Dry Guy have listened, as we've done since 1970. So now, one item and one entire line of food are on special sale until the end of October. The entire line of popular non-GMO and gluten-free foods are 20% off. The Family First Responders Kit, loaded with delicious freeze-dried foods like hearty beef stew, lasagna, and mouth-watering strawberries, is roughly 30% off. Go to freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com to order, or call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, and make your own deal. Thank you, boss.
Hi, this is Gary Cooper with Midas Resources Gold and Silver. Government shutdown, inept politicians, entitlements, looming Obamacare. The death of the U.S. dollar as a global reserve currency is what nobody wants to acknowledge. We have a debt bubble that cannot be paid and will eventually crash the dollar. If you're concerned about keeping your money, why not consider storing your wealth in gold and silver? Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130. Together we'll discuss your options of buying gold and silver. Again, the global elite have plans for your money, and it doesn't include you. So call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130, and we'll discuss your options of buying precious metals. Also, I can send you information on how you can roll over your IRA or 401k into a precious metal IRA. Again, don't get caught with money in your account when the dollar crashes. Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130.
travel so much and having a fake TV, well, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets. But fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet, just like a light on a timer.
And they're so easy to use. You just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $29.95 with free shipping. Order your fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
These days, so many suffer from heartburn, stomach ulcers, and acid reflux, and most never realize it is the high acidity within the body that causes their discomfort. While selective diet choices can help, AlkaVision Plasma pH drops can really make a change. A few drops added to water can optimize your body's pH level, ridding you of harmful waste and acid, promoting health, and restoring vibrance and energy. Healthy pH levels make all the difference. High acidity can also cause depression, insomnia, and irritability. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops bring you vital balance that can be truly life-changing. Alkalizing boosts immune response, reduces headaches and cramping, and even helps prevent bone loss. This is simple science that helps your body do what's natural. Order your AlkaVision pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, A-L-K-A-Vision.com, or call 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Dr. Norman Shealy's with us. Dr. Shealy, we have a call. Oh. We had a caller. She just dropped off from Canada. When you meet a patient for the first time, when a medical doctor meets a patient for the first time, what thoughts go through the doctor's mind? What is the doctor trying to determine? Let's just make this a general practitioner's visit. Can you share with us what the thoughts are? And maybe we as patients could help that process, since doctors' time allotments for meeting with us is getting shorter and shorter and shorter. How can we help, and what is the doctor trying to determine?
Well, of course, on the first hand, for at least 40-some-odd years, except in a true emergency situation, I would never schedule a new patient for less than an hour. And under almost all circumstances, a return patient for 30 minutes. So that's at the top of my list, because I don't feel as if I can adequately evaluate a new patient safely and accurately any other way. In addition, I've developed, again, 35, almost 40 years ago, several little evaluation tools that I use before the patient comes in, or I have them fill out while they're in the waiting room. And that includes looking at a total symptom index, looking at a total life stress test, looking at a screening test for depression. By doing those three tests in about 3 minutes, I can save another 20 minutes of questions that I would have to ask the patient. So even with those, I still spend an hour with a new patient, because otherwise, you're grasping at straws. You might as well throw the dice to try to make an answer in 7 minutes, which some physicians spend. And even in a, you know, I like to spend at least, even with those tests, 20 minutes or more reviewing the history, ask them questions about how they filled out those tests, and then do a complete examination. And then, in my mind, I determine, what are the options? What are the possible I then outline to the patient. Now, most physicians don't do this. And there's no question that intuitively, physicians often make decisions and even under almost all circumstances, which way you go with your questioning and your further testing is an intuitive experience. In fact, Irving Page, one of the great physician writers back in the 70s, wrote an article called Intuition in Medical Practice. And it is part of our ability to be accurate. So, but you look at the patient's face, you look at their hands, you could see those almost always while you're talking to them. And there are clues that you get depending upon, I mean, of course, I happen to see energy around people. So the energy surrounding person tells me if they're depressed, if they're angry, sometimes if they're really very, very sick, that kind of thing. And the color of the skin and the color of the nails, all of these things are influences in helping us make decisions.
Wow. And Dr. Shuley, I have seen your questionnaire. It's not just one page. It's not two pages. It's many pages. And the print isn't all that large. So, I mean, there are a lot of questions that you ask your patients to determine their background, their pain level, their outlook, their general health, what they think their general health is. I've never seen anything like that. Normally, it's your name, your Social Security number, your insurance company, and a waiver or a release. That's it. But what you've talked about, I think, is truly, truly remarkable in the medical profession. So you can tell general health by looking at a person's face?
Oh, yes. I mean,
what are some of the signs that you look for?
Well, the color of the skin. You know, some people have pale skin or even grayish-colored skin. How bright the eyes are, how much they're frowning. You know, all of these things influence my thinking and my questioning of the patient. Posture
and depression. Is there a correlation? We come
you
back.
Bet.
I'd like to ask you about the relationship between posture and depression, and also, why did the doctor always look in my ears? Stick out my tongue and look in my ears. We'll be right back.
And the winner of fallback pricing is
you. The results are in from Freeze Dry Guy's You Be the Boss, Tell Us What You Want Us to Put on Sale campaign. After getting phone calls, emails, blog, and Facebook comments, nominating your favorite freeze-dried foods and dehydrated foods, you, the people, you, the bosses, have spoken. We, the staff at Freeze Dry Guy, have listened, as we've done since 1970. So now, one item and one entire line of food are on special sale until the end of October. The entire line of popular non-GMO and gluten-free foods are 20% off. The Family First Responders Kit, loaded with delicious freeze-dried foods like hearty beef stew, lasagna, and mouth-watering strawberries, is roughly 30% off. Go to freezedryguy.com, that's freezedryguy.com, to order or call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, and make your own deal. Thank you, boss.
Not all protein powders are created equal. One World Whey is the first cold temperature processed, 100% all natural, unrefined, bioactive, grass pasture raised milk whey protein. Far from being another ordinary protein supplement, One World Whey is a full-spectrum nutrition power food in and of itself, providing overall life-building benefits that touch virtually every human's life that other protein supplements don't deliver on. What are the benefits? Boosts the immune system, anti-aging properties, helps detoxification, helps lose body fat, supports excellent blood sugar levels, excellent for building muscle, increases in energy levels, enhances the feelings of youth, energy for exercise and recovery. Who's it for? Anyone wanting to feel healthy and have energy. Busy people, office workers, growing children, students, teachers, seniors, people recovering from illness, and high-performance athletes. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Hello, I'm Steve Shank. Everybody's heard the statement that what you don't know can't hurt you. But truth is, what you don't know is the only thing that can hurt you. For example, you might not know how our country's wars can hurt you. Japanese radiation and the Gulf oil spill are destroying your seafood. People don't understand how America's 50-year worst drought is hurting them. Our natural disaster experience has proven relief organizations can't take care of the victims. And there's the huge question of how the government will feed all the people that it's promised to feed with no food. What if we made the whole country into one big neighborhood where we take care of each other by taking care of ourselves? Here's the plan. For every new E-Patch 60-day food supply that you order, eFoods Direct will send a 7-day food supply to each of two families in your name, free of charge. Go to eFoodsDirect.com or call 800-876-0871. 800-876-0871. eFoodsDirect.com.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I have very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Hey, Tom, I don't have the return. I didn't get to return class, so that's one of the things that. See, I fly by the sound. I've got an atomic clock in front of me, but I don't fly by that as well as I probably should. I fly by the audio prompting, which is the introduction, the outroduction. Dr. Norman Shealy is with us, and Dr. Shealy, I just want to announce, I just got an email during the break. We have another affiliate that picked up USA Prepares, W-E-Z-O, Augusta, Georgia. I want to thank you so much for joining us and allowing us to be on your air in Augusta, Georgia, W-E-Z-O. Thanks so much for being part of USAPrepares.com. Just happened, Dr. Shealy. So, and by the way, we're going to be broadcasting on WECO in Augusta, Georgia, 11 to 1. That's drive time, noon drive time. So thank you so much for being with us. Dr. Shealy, we were talking about depression, and we were talking about that you can see the correlation between depression and posture. Please share that with us.
Well, the shoulders tend to sort of drop, and the head tends to be somewhat forward. It's just the sense that you get very quickly when you see someone. Interestingly, by the way, 98% of all people with headaches, migraine and otherwise, have very bad posture in the upper thoracic, chest, and neck. So it affects not just mood, but it affects the probability of having headaches. It's posture is a major contributor. I mean, I often, first thing when I see people, even not patients, I often put my hand on their shoulder and say, may I just show you how you're standing? Your chest is behind your buttocks. That puts a tremendous strain on the low back. That's another common one. Increased lordosis, that is sway back, puts a tremendous strain on the entire spine. And after all, when you're not lying down, your spine is supporting this entire body. And postural abnormalities create muscle spasm. They create pain. They can begin to even damage the organs inside your body because of poor posture. I mean, everybody is, I'm sure, aware of someone who's got severe scoliosis. That's a curvature to the side instead of backwards. And that, and people who've got significant scoliosis as they mature, past the age of 50 especially, they often have increasing problems with both the lungs and the heart because of really horrible posture.
Well, I talked to a surgeon in Springfield about that, and the repair for that is putting two rods up and just ripping the back apart, putting two stainless steel rods in. That seems like a horrible repair. And then the back can't move at all.
Well, that, of course, is, in my opinion, most of the time not necessary if it's addressed early in childhood. My daughter had scoliosis when she was, I don't know, 11 or so. And the orthopedist, of course, would have put her in a brace and then eventually would have fused her spine. I took her to an excellent chiropractor. He saw her once a week for a month or two and then once a month for a year. And that brought her scoliosis under control, and that can be done if it started before the growth.
Do you have a recommendation for a chiropractor in the Springfield community?
Well, I would see Ed Douglas. He's actually an osteopathic physician, and okay. So I mean, Ed is the only what I call real DO in Springfield. It means he still does osteopathic manipulative therapy. And so I would start with him.
Okay. Dr. Shealy, I just found a post on the website. The federal government is studying how to use Twitter, you know, a social media platform, to study depression. They are actually doing depression surveillance based on what people are saying on their Twitter accounts. The government has gone through, I mean, I can't believe the amount of surveillance. And now they're trying, they're creating an algorithm to determine if people are depressed through their tweets.
Well, that
and now, and they're going to extend it to monitor mental illness. And obviously the next extrapolation from this, I believe, is going to be, heck, you tweeted six messages, you are depressed, therefore we can't even allow you to think about having a concealed weapons permit or own a gun because you've tweeted these messages. I can see it coming, Dr. Shealy.
Oh, they'll put you on the drugs that make you even more depressed. Yeah, you know, I think for a government that's bankrupt, it is long ago overstepped all conscious, reasonable activity. You know, this government reminds me of an old O. Henry short story. in which a man who was about to die was put into a hypnotic trance. So when he died, his body didn't rot. 15 years later, his body is just absolutely perfect. The hypnotist takes him out of the trance, and the body dematerializes before your eyes. Our government is bankrupt, but in a trance, and someday, when the trance is broken, it'll rot overnight.
Wow.
So there.
Wow.
And it's not a question of whether. It is only a question of when.
Dr. Sheeler, there's so many people I've talked to on the phone, in person, at meetups, at events. Nobody. I don't know anybody who is happy about their surroundings. I think back to the 1950s. It was such a nice time. It really was. And I know there were problems, and I know there was the CIA and what they were doing and the evil things that they were doing. But generally speaking, I think that was the highlight, the high point of our country. And we now have, our government is so concerned about what we might be thinking, what we might be saying, what we might be doing, that they're peering into our homes. They're listening in on our phone calls. They're saving them for perpetuity. They're saving our emails, our tweets, our Facebook transmissions. It's horrible. And what I'd like to have someone who is an expert at this or has been studying it. What do you suggest? I'm talking to the class now, the whole class, the worldwide class. What do you suggest when we have to get our license renewed? What do we do? Do we frown? Do we scowl? How do we make ourselves harder for the system to identify us through facial recognition? What do we do? Because I'd like to have a class on that. So I'm putting that out there for our entire
world.
Well,
I immediately thought of Al Jolson. Remember him?
Yeah. Yeah.
Maybe we should go in painting our face.
Well, and you know, Michael Jackson wore a wide brim hat. He always covered as much of his face as he possibly could when he went out. Dr. Sheeley, they are now talking about, and they probably have already done it. They're talking about doing it. They've probably already done it. Installing cameras, recognition cameras, on store shelves. So if you go to buy cookies or something like that, or whatever it is that you're reaching forward to get, these recognition systems can now identify your sex, male, female, young, medium, older. They can identify who you are, and they're building a database of that. I mean, that's beyond the pale. It's absolutely out of control. And so I'm going to start wearing disguises when I walk around. I'm not kidding. It's out of control. I used to have a haircut like Michael Landon of Little House on the Prairie. You know, if you look me up on the internet, you'll see that I have a shorter haircut. But I think I'm going to go back to my Michael Landon style hair to cover up as much of me as possible, because I object to this, Dr. Sheeley. One of our instructors sent me an email and is reminding me that I mentioned I would talk or ask you about beer bellies, why we have them. And he wants to know why we have beer bellies. Now, I don't have one yet, and I hardly ever drink beer. I'll drink it socially, but, you know, a six-pack would probably last me a year. Not because I'm against it. It's just because I don't desire consuming, you know, a lot of beer. It's just that I don't. It's not that I'm a teetotaler. It's not that I'm saying that people shouldn't. It's not it at all. It's just that I don't very often. So, Dr. Sheeley, is it a beer belly or is it a wheat belly or is it just that we just eat so much that we expand?
It's a calorie belly.
Okay.
And wheat is the biggest contributor to it. And a lot of beer is made with the basis of wheat. Mm-hmm. But it is total calories and lack of exercise.
Okay. So that's right, and I don't eat a lot of calories. I mean, I really don't. And I find that because I exercise on the farm, I don't think I need to eat. For some reason, I think my digestive system's working, and I don't think I need to eat as much as some people who I think their digestive system is not working as well. Is that true?
Absolutely. No question that the quality of your digestive system is a major contributor, not only to weight, but health in every aspect.
Well, let me ask you this. Every morning, almost every morning, I try to eat a large bowl of oatmeal with raisins. And, I mean, a large bowl. I'm talking about a large soup bowl. Is that something that you would recommend I continue or not? Because I want to make sure I have a lot of fiber, and that's one of the reasons I eat that. Is that a good thing to do since they're no longer putting radiation or radioactivity
in oatmeal? Well, it's no different from any other food at this point. Certainly oatmeal is one of the best foods. Of all the grains, rice, brown rice, oatmeal, and millet are the best.
Okay, so I'm doing the right thing. When we come back, Dr. Sheila, I'd like to talk about Oreo cookies. There was a study done that they're more addictive. It shows scientists say they're more addictive than cocaine, Oreo cookies. When we come back.
And the winner of fallback pricing is you. The results are in from Freeze Dry Guy's You Be the Boss, Tell Us What You Want Us to Put on Sale campaign. After getting phone calls, emails, blog, and Facebook comments, nominating your favorite freeze-dried foods and dehydrated foods, you the people, you the bosses have spoken. We the staff at Freeze Dry Guy have listened, as we've done since 1970. So now, one item and one entire line of food are on special sale until the end of October. The entire line of popular non-GMO and gluten-free foods are 20% off. The Family First Responders Kit, loaded with delicious freeze-dried foods like hearty beef stew, lasagna, and mouth-watering strawberries, is roughly 30% off. Go to freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com to order or call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, and make your own deal. Thank you, boss.
In times of disaster, internet and mobile networks will go dark. A wealth of online information will be completely inaccessible. Now, imagine the most extensive survival and disaster preparedness library ever created, with information for every possible scenario, still available to you without online access. That's the survival key. Ben Franklin said it best. By failing to prepare, you're preparing to fail. Get your survival key at GetSurvivalKey.com. Quite literally, the key to your survival. GetSurvivalKey.com.
That's the sound of a .44 Magnum and Traumamax, a high-tech hybrid Kevlar bulletproof vest from InfidelBodyArmor.com. We'll stop it and most pistol rounds. Traumamax is a major breakthrough in pistol-rated body armor, and prices start at just $170 per insert. More protection, more stopping power, more mobility, and it weighs less than 5 pounds. Get details at InfidelBodyArmor.com. That's InfidelBodyArmor.com.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Nutritious food is real body armor. It builds muscle, burns fat, improves digestion, and feeds the entire body the nutrients it needs. Did you know the U.S. government banned the hemp plant from growing in the United States and classified it as a Schedule I drug to hide it behind the marijuana plant? People have been confused about this plant for over 80 years, and many still don't know what hemp is. So now you know hemp is not marijuana, and marijuana is not hemp. They are different varieties of the same species. Hemp
HempUSA.org wants the world to know these basic facts and to help people understand that hemp protein powder is the best-kept health secret you need to know about. Remember, hemp protein powder contains 53% protein, is gluten-free, anti-inflammatory, non-GMO, and is loaded with nutrients. Call 888-910-4367, 888-910-4367, and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org.
A healthy digestive system supports a healthy immune system. And a healthy immune system protects you against infections and disease. Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse, available at Terraganics.com, is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic and is gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM1 contains three groups of beneficial microbes and enzymes to cleanse and remove toxins, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, and aids in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, is non-GMO, has all natural certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is never freeze-dried. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. TerraGanix.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM1, the raw probiotic.
It's gonna be slight and
one of today's hot
cheese. You've got your
take my when you go to the feed for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
And Dr. Shealy's with us. NormShealy.com. NormShealy.com. Dr. Shealy, we've thrown overboard some potential sponsors, and I guess we're about ready to do it again. Oreo cookies. Oreo cookies are supposed to...
You know that I'm writing a book on the health benefits of 1,000 foods. And I wouldn't even put Oreo cookies in the book. Because I consider them total junk. From start to finish.
I'm not really sure I understood how you really feel.
I know. I've got to take lessons in expressing myself. However... You know, if you want to eat one Oreo cookie a year, I wouldn't object. If you want to eat a dozen, I'd say, well, vomit.
Well, Dr. Shealy, there's a post on our website, usapreparis.com, and it says that the chocolate cookies have been found to trigger the same neurons in the brain's pleasure center as the outlawed drug, which would be cocaine. So,
well,
it looks like
dark chocolate does have something called anandamide, which is a little bit of a piece of an amino acid stuck together that do induce pleasure. However, when you mix it with sugar, you avoid a lot of sugar, especially. It actually destroys much of the benefit. But the taste buds become addicted very quickly, so they don't know the difference between good dark chocolate and crummy, all kinds of mixed chocolate. Milk chocolate, of course, has a lot of milk in it, a lot of sugar there, as well as additional sugar. It's already loaded. But a 70% or more dark chocolate, 1 ounce a day, I think is good for almost everybody. But when you get up to 3 and 4 ounces, no, it becomes junk.
We have a couple cows, just a couple on our farm that are called belted Galloways. And what they are is they start out with the front, the head, the legs, you know, all the way to the midsection of the cow is black. And then there's a band of white. And then the back section of the cows, the legs, the tail are black again. So, Mrs. Fennelly has these cows on the property. They belong to our neighbor. And she calls one of them Oreo, and because it looks like an Oreo. And then the other one she calls thick stuff because the band is a little thicker in the middle. So anyway, so we're not eating Oreos, and this post says that they are addictive. Dr. Sheely, 5 million babies are now born through the process of in vitro fertilization. That's a lot of babies. And the process started in 1978, and it has been continuing. And here's my question. Are people using this procedure of in vitro fertilization where the egg is surgically removed from the woman, fertilized with sperm, and then put back in? Are they doing that because the sperm count is down for men, or why is this happening, Dr. Sheely? Do you have any thoughts on that?
Well, that's part of it, you know, and the sperm count is down by over two-thirds in the last half century. There are many problems with women as well in, you know, being ready to be fertilized. A lot of this has to do with toxicity. It has to do with nutrition. And it does carry some risks, not only to the woman, which is unequivocal, but also the percentage of babies who are going to have some defects is somewhat greater with in vitro the fertilization. But it is part of today's world.
Is there anything that we can... we're out of time. We come back next week. Maybe we can talk about a little bit more about what's happening with births, why we have so many birth defects, and maybe what we should do if we are considering having children. Dr. Norman Sheely, thanks so much for being with us. I really appreciate it. And class, I just had a chat yesterday with the CEO of The Survival Key. He's advertising on this broadcast, and let's see if I can get him on the air. So above all, honesty and integrity. What happens next is up to you. Thanks so much, Dr. Sheely.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
Don't answer it! How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plan, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now. 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with the resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.